Business Casual is a new podcast by Morning Brew that makes business news enjoyable, relatable, and dare I say, fun. I interview the biggest names in business, covering topics like how technology is changing the fitness industry and the economics of influencer marketing. It's the business podcast that makes you smarter and makes you laugh. Listen to Business Casual wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, June 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. 401k retirement plans typically give you a list of what kind of investments you want to include in your account. The Labor Department recently indicated you could see another, riskier option soon, private equity.
Private equity generally, they're illiquid investments. They're not publicly traded. So if you want to go and sell your private equity, you can't necessarily do that. You might actually face long, what they call lockup periods of several years where you can't cash in your investment. So they have a higher risk level than publicly traded equities do. And, you know, in theory, they have a higher return.
So what does private equity invest in? And who decides whether it'll be offered by a 401k? Our reporter Ann Turgeson will be here with some answers after the break.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Private equity funds have been a mainstay of pension programs for decades. Soon they'll be an investment to consider in your 401k plan. But is private equity right for everyone? And how do 401k administrators feel about it? Let's bring in retirement reporter Ann Turgeson for some answers. So Ann, how did this come about? You know, private equity funds potentially able to be a part of 401k programs.
In early June, the Labor Department issued a letter in response to two private equity firms that were basically asking for guidance. You know, they were basically saying, like, Labor Department, is it okay if 401k plans offer private equity? And the response from the Labor Department was yes, but it should be included in a professionally managed fund, like a target date fund. So the guidance from the Labor Department was that 401ks need to do kind of what pension funds have done, which is, you know, professionally manage a portfolio for people that might include a small amount of private equity.
Now, why hasn't private equity been available for investment by 401ks up to this point?
Well, generally, 401ks have stuck to stocks and bonds, sort of plain vanilla investments. And it's not really clear. I mean, it's just a relatively new area versus pension funds that have been more established over time. Also, 401k plans, they're offered by employers, but historically, the employees have gotten to choose the investments that they want. And employers are always very worried about giving employees choices that may blow up on them. And if an employer were to offer an employee sort of a standalone private equity fund, you know, that could be like a very risky thing to put all your money in. So I think employers have been sensitive to that.
Now, what's the risk-reward profile associated with private equity?
Private equity generally, they're illiquid investments. They're not publicly traded. So if you want to go and sell your private equity, you can't necessarily do that. You might actually face long, what they call lockup periods of several years where you can't cash in your investment. So they have a higher risk level than publicly traded equities do. And, you know, in theory, they have a higher return.
And what do private equity funds invest in?
They invest in private companies. So you look at like Amazon or Apple or whatever, Google, and you can buy and sell those shares daily on the stock exchange. But there's a large percentage of U.S. companies that are privately held. You know, they're owned by the people who started them, maybe. You know, these can even be some very large companies. They're just not traded publicly. And in the last 20 years, the number of companies that have listed on the public exchanges has actually declined. So part of the argument for adding private equity is that a greater percentage of the U.S. economy is composed of privately held companies. And so average, you know, investors should be given the opportunity to have exposure to that rather than just like the wealthy.
So are the biggest 401k plan administrators on board with including private equity as an investment option?
Well, the three biggest target date fund managers are Fidelity, Vanguard, and T. Rowe Price. And, you know, they say that they have in the past kind of looked at private equity and the possibility of adding it. And, they continue to sort of evaluate private equity, but they don't have any immediate plans to add it. So it's hard to say what they're going to do in the future. But, you know, as of this moment, none of them have exposure to private equity and none of them have any plans to add it in the short term.
So are there any steps that 401k investors can take if they want to have private equity as an option?
No. So what will happen here is that if a 401k plan decides that it wants to offer private equity, it's going to do that within its target date fund. And the plan, together with, you know, its consultants, they're going to figure out how much private equity exposure they want participants to have at various ages. And, you know, you are going to have a choice whether you want to be in the target date fund or not. So if you go into the target date fund and it offers private equity, you will have some probably pretty limited, maybe, you know, a couple percentage points of your money will go into private equity. And if you decide, you know what, I don't want to invest in the target date fund, then you will not be able to invest on your own in private equity within your 401k plan.
Now, what kind of fees are carried by private equity?
Right. So that is one of the potential headwinds to private equity in 401k plans, is there are a lot of lawsuits, that, particularly against companies with very large 401k plans. And a lot of these lawsuits allege that fees are too high, they should be lower. And so, you know, so that when a lot of employers look at this, they get nervous about anything that has sort of higher fees. And with the movement towards index funds, you've seen fees just go down, you know, across the board on mutual funds in 401ks. So yeah, that's a big headwind, the litigation is.
Now, you mentioned there can be quite a lot of risk involved when private equity becomes an option in 401ks. Investors really would have to do some homework.
You know, in that case, an investor who really is very hands-on, sometimes those investors don't necessarily want to go into a target date fund. Often the target date fund captures, like, you know, the vast majority of people who really are sort of like, please just do this for me. I don't want to have to make decisions. But that doesn't, you know, I mean, if you are a young investor and you're very engaged and you're wondering, you know, whether you should go into the target date fund or not, and it has private equity in it, then yes, I think you should try to think about whether private equity makes sense to you. And, you know, you might want to do some research on, you know, who are the private equity funds that your employer has selected to be in the plan. And it's hard to find track records, but you might want to look into things like that too. The vast majority of investors in target date funds are generally people who just want their employer to kind of do this for them.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson. Ann, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.